Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It is Mother's Day weekend. Yay, Mother's Day. I'm here with a mother.
Yes, I am.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Glad you're here. Always glad you're
here. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well.
I'm glad I could get here. No flooding.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they're like it's kind of sliding it back.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They could just, you know.
It can slide on
just
out.
Keep on sliding. Get some sun going.
Yes.
That would be very, very nice. Well, so what we do on the show is we talk gardening. We have amazing professionals, amazing experts like Sherry come in, dish knowledge, answer your gardening questions, and you access that. It's a live show. We're here live.
In person.
How can we prove it?
I don't know.
Let's see. We can say the time, I guess, the date. Anyway, look, we're live, okay? okay, wait, no, I'm thinking of a number.
Okay.
What is it?
10.
Oh, yeah, see, we're live. It's 10 was. That's one of the numbers I always think of. 25, too, pretty much. It's either. And if it's not 25, then it's just 52. Just flip it around. So here we are, talking gardening. We just had Joey Linderman in, kind of covered a bunch of different topics from peach trees to wisteria to lawn stuff to a bunch of different stuff. We were kind of all over the place. But that's what we want to do. We want to hear what's on your mind. We want to answer your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. And kind of what I wanted to explore today, what I was thinking about kind of really getting into is we've had this rain, and it gives us a chance to reset our approach.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've been doing something that's maybe hasn't been successful in the lawn, in the veggie bed, this heavy rain has probably washed a lot of fertilizer, pesticide, herbicide away.
Right.
And I can restart.
Right. So if you didn't start off organic and you listen to the show and you go, oh, I want to try that.
Yeah, exactly.
All those chemicals are gone, right?
And now's the time of reset. Or they've ionically bonded in the soil.
Sure.
Yeah. So that I'm gonna pick your brain, Sherry, on how to do that, what to do, and we're going to do that together. So 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be right back.
The weather can be so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from wind, rain, and hail. With a wide variety of panel styles and designer colors to choose from, your roof will be beautiful and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to browse our selection of panel styles and colors, or contact a sales representative at 877-2-MUELLER to order your Mueller metal roof today.
Swarming colonies starving for wood, silently climbing into homes, crawling behind walls, causing devastating damage to homes and neighborhoods. Spring in Texas means billions of termites. Stop the swarm. Call Preventive Pest Control for your best solution. Ask about their termite monitoring system, tested and proven to destroy underground termite colonies before they attack your home. Preventive Pest Control wants to protect your family's health and home from pests by giving every Home Show radio listener a free home inspection. PreventivePestHouston.com. That's PreventivePestHouston.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Top shelf organic products in the grab and go bags from New Earth.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Want to take a brief minute to talk about Year Round. Year Round is a really cool company because the owner's a really cool guy, and they care about Houston, they care about our soils, a lot of stuff, but they're also really cool because of what they do. They do organic lawn solutions, so that's it. So they take your lawn, and they can transform it into a lush, healthy, safe, beautiful lawn. So kind of everything you want out of your lawn, plus a place for your kids to play, plus a place that's actually going to feed and improve the trees and the landscape beds, veggie beds, whatever else you got surrounded by lawn, you'll actually be improving those plants as well. So how do they do it? You're probably like, whoa, what's this magic you talk of? It's not magic. It's science. science magic. No, they do a core aeration. So they're getting a little bit deeper into the soil. Then they put down very good fertilizer and amazing compost. So they put down MicroLife. They put down Nature's Way Resources compost. Really, really great stuff. And then, you know, what that does is that deepens roots, adds energy, adds food for microbes, really gets the soil moving, gets that life cranking, and really great stuff. But they don't leave you alone then. It's called year-round for a reason. They're going to come back with monthly treatments to make sure that everything stays healthy and you overcome any threats. So you start having a sod webworm threat, they're going to be there for you. So your lawn's more than grass and dirt, billions of organisms. Year-round Organic Lawn Solutions are professionals in this area, and they know what they're doing when it comes to a healthier space. So they provide comprehensive lawn care for sustainable results. Really great stuff. Totally safe for pets and plants and kids. And you could experience significantly lower water bills because you don't need to water nearly as much. So better looking lawns, healthy space, more playable, lower water bills, and better, healthier trees in your yard. Pretty cool stuff. Locally owned and operated. Check them out online, yearroundhouston.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Hi, this is Sherry Hera.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, and I'm with Danny.
Oh, that's me.
We're here to answer your gardening questions. Something you're growing, grass, tomatoes, flowers, call us now. We can help you.
Yeah, we can. Sherry knows a lot about all those things. So we're going to dive into your calls, dive into answering your gardening questions right now, 713-572-4610. And Larry, what's your question for Sherry?
I heard you say something a while ago about growing avocado trees. What kind of soil do I need to grow an avocado tree in? And does it need a lot of sun, or how do you grow it?
Okay, so as a young tree, first I'll start on the soil. Yes, you need a very well-drained soil. So I use my native soil mixed with some compost, and I go heavy on the expanded shale, because if you're going to kill an avocado tree, it's from too much water. They like to be very, very well drained. So that's the first thing. And I planted a little high, too. And as far as the sun exposure, they want their top leaves in the full sun. But as a young tree, before it gets a woody trunk, we need to shade that trunk. So when it has that bright green, you buy them at different rates, right? Some of them will have that bright green trunk on them. You need to give some shade if the top canopy is not full enough to shade the trunk. So that's something you need to be aware of, because you can get sun scald on them.
Mm. So they can get sunburned.
Okay. They can get sunburned.
Yeah. Oh, well.
As an immature tree, yes.
I have seen what you're talking about with the bark. You have bark and you have a green bark.
Right.
So that green bark can still get sun scald.
It can, if the canopy's not. I mean, most of the time the canopy's full enough to shade it, and that's great, but sometimes it's not.
Well, we have long days, and they're not in forest anymore. So Larry, sounds like Sherry's saying, don't let it get too wet.
Right.
Really, that's where failure happens.
I have one in a huge container, and I don't water it.
Mm.
The rain takes care of it. So.
And that container, that makes sense, because that container would let it drain.
Yeah.
Well, the ground I have up here is pretty sandy.
Okay, that's good.
And, yeah, that's what I say, because it don't hold water very well.
Okay.
And I didn't. Have y'all ever dealt with heard about the stuff you get from the mushroom plant up here in Madisonville?
Mushroom compost?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've heard of it.
It's harsh. They grow up, the mushroom is harsh manure.
Yeah. So I wouldn't recommend it for an avocado, because they're very sensitive to the salts. They'll get a scald on the leaves from the high salt content in the mushroom compost.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's like the tip of the leaf.
Mm-hmm. Even your tap water has too much salt in it for an avocado. So I probably wouldn't do it. Use your mushroom compost for something like your geraniums.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. 713-572-4610. It sounds like from your description that avocados, how you plant them is really the key to everything. I mean, the salt thing is a care item later on, but how you plant them is what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to plan for all this rain that we have at times. You know, they can handle the dry, and they'll let you know when they're thirsty. But if they're staying wet, they're not going to be happy.
So, and you mentioned raising it up, planting it a little bit higher than than in straight in the ground.
Like, yeah, so I would say an inch or two above grade, raise it up. But I plant pretty much all my trees that way anyways, just because we do get these crazy 10 inches of rain in a few days.
Absolutely. So augmenting with something that helps the soil drain, like expanded shale.
Absolutely.
That's a really great word. Mm-hmm. I know that with when we were planting avocados for clients, we would, if 3 gallon sized, we wouldn't dig a hole at all.
You can just sneak it in there?
We would just put it on.
Pile it around?
Yeah, open the roots up and then pile it over it. And that's because we started, we lost so many avocados.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many avocados I've killed.
Yeah. And people react. They see it suffering and then they put the water to it. And you just have to be non-reactive with an avocado. Just go inside and pour some lemonade and leave it alone.
Yeah. Just take a deep breath.
Yes. It'll be okay.
Feeding the avocado and varieties of avocado.
So I use citrus in avocado food.
Okay.
And there's, you know, MicroLife has one.
Right.
Fox Farm has a great one. So there's several different, but make sure it's citrus and avocado. And then as far as how often to do it, I don't do it in the beginning when it's new. I'll do maybe a root stimulator.
Okay.
In the very beginning. The MicroLife would be okay because it's a mild feed, a slow release, and organic, right? But I would do root stimulator for probably the first 4 or 5 months.
Well, that's great. That's great advice. Again, I've killed a lot of them, so pay close attention. And then my understanding is some varieties taste better, some handle the cold better.
Yeah, so we have grafted variety. You know, everything that we sell here is grafted onto a hardy root stock. As far as taste goes, you really should join like a rare fruit growers forum on Facebook or whatever. And I've grown Joey. That's the one I've grown. That's the only one I've harvested out of my yard. And I like the way it tastes.
Okay.
But I haven't tasted a bunch of different ones. So talk to the people who really nerd out on fruit trees, like you, Joe, or Danny.
I'll call you Joey. Joey has like three names, not Joey Linderman. That avocado might be named after him. I don't know, but that one's got a couple names. So yeah, if you're looking for that classic avocado, Sherry's recommendation is a great one. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-713-572-4610. We'll take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to go to Ed, Lee, Ralph. You guys are all in line. Thanks for calling in, and we'll be right back.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
What was that?
What?
The lights. They flickered.
Closet ones don't work either.
Could it be a ghost?
Flickering lights, tripped breakers, dead outlets are all signs of serious electrical problems, not ghosts. Before there is damage to your electronics and appliances, call Right Touch Electrical. Our trained electricians perform comprehensive diagnostics to find and fix problems the first time. While we can't protect against ghosts, we do stand behind our workmanship with a lifetime guarantee. Trust a certified Home Show Pro, RightTouchElectrical.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
More with the Home Show Garden Pros and answering your questions in just a bit. But first, this is Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy, Texas. And this weekend, we are rolling out the red carpet, literally, for moms this Mother's Day. So this weekend, we are going to have an actual red carpet as our moms walk into the store. They can stroll in and have a beautiful time in our gardens. And we have some wonderful specials going on. To start off with, all of our $19.99 plants and higher are buy two, get one free. So these are going to include beautiful hibiscus, plumbagos, pittosporums, roses, and much, much more. Why get your mom a flower arrangement that'll die when you can grab a flower that's got roots on it and will last for a long time? We also, if your mom's not a gardener, have wonderful hummingbird feeders that'll be on sale as well. Hummingbirds start showing up around July 4th, so grab your hummingbird feeders so they're ready for these beautiful little birds for your mom to watch outside her window. And lastly, we've got wonderful root candles that are soy-based, safe and burn clean and smell great. They're going to be buy one, get one free. So come out to Nelson this Mother's Day and give your mom the royal treatment. You can find us at nelsonwatergardens.com and on Facebook. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, thanks, Mary.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, this is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons sitting next to Danny Milliken.
Hey.
On Sports Radio 610. Don't wait. Call now. We're ready to answer your questions. 713-572-4610.
You know, and Mary just did the recording. She's on there. Well, she had her baby yesterday.
Oh, congrats. I didn't know she was pregnant.
She was, you know, naturally very pregnant.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Congratulations, Mary.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Good stuff. And we are taking your call, 713-572-4610. Ed, what's your question for Sherry?
Hey, good morning, y'all. We've got it's a clay pot, but it's got a decorative design in it. And it's got some white, looks like some white stuff that is either effervesced or something around there. Is there any way to clean that?
Yeah, there's a product that we carry at the nursery that actually flushes the salts out. So it'll flush it out of the side of your pots. It'll flush it out of your soil, out of your hydroponic system. And it's called Sledgehammer. Not Sledgehammer, but Sledgehammer.
And don't use a regular sledgehammer.
No, don't use.
Right.
That'll fix your pot. But you'd mix it up and you'd flush it through and to leach the salts out of your system.
You pour it onto the plant just like watering it.
Just like watering your plant. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And where are you located?
We're on Highway 249, Northwest Houston. Where are you located?
We're in Rosenberg.
Rosenberg. Okay, so I don't know who carries Fox Farm products over that direction.
I think Enchanted Gardens does. But you can call up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if not, if they don't have it, then you got a roadie.
Yeah.
We're very familiar with them.
Okay.
One other question. We bought a lamb's ear a while back, mm-hmm. and it just got drenched in all this rain, and it just looks pretty putrid. Do you think that thing's going to come back if we just leave it dry out?
Leave it dry out, and then once it, and I would cut some of it back too, kind of take some of the stress off of it. Let it dry out, and then once we do dry out, maybe repot it in some fresh soil. Is it in a pot or in the ground?
It's in a pot.
Yeah,
it's just fresh though. We've only had it a couple weeks.
Okay, and the pot's draining well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's got a saucer under it, and it drains well.
Yeah, and take the saucer out and let it make sure it doesn't hold any water. And get it some good sun, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. 713-572-4610. Lee, what's your question for Sherry?
Good morning. I have a 10-year-old Japanese blueberry. Mm-hmm. About two or three weeks ago, I just noticed black spots on the leaves and a lot of dead leaves around the trunk. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to find out what it is and if there's... Can I treat it, what do I do?
So the black spots, are they, is it the sooty stuff that comes off or black spots?
Yeah, I thought it was related to that fire in Pasadena, but then I looked at my other trees and they didn't have any spots on them.
Okay. Yeah, so they're infamous for getting a type of scale if our pH is not correct. So what I would do is I would get a horticultural oil. Monterey makes a great horticultural oil and spray the tree, but at the same time we need to put like Microlife acidified and a little extra cottonseed meal around the base of it. If we can fix that pH problem, it won't be desirable to the insects anymore.
Okay. I'm driving right now. I didn't get to write it all down. So I know where your plants are all seasons. Just right around Jones at 249.
You got it. And I can tell you, there's a lot of people having this problem, so we are out of cottonseed meal today, but I'll have some more on Wednesday.
Okay. I'll come down this afternoon, get what I can, and then make a note and come back Wednesday. So.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you very much.
See you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. I know that a way to maintain acidifier is, cottonseed meal. Does it great, but just regular good compost can do
good
a lot
compost,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if Sherry's out of cottonseed meal,
maybe
just grab a bag of excellent compost, and that will also help to maintain that lower pH.
Yep.
So it's all about the fungi, right?
Absolutely.
They're doing some good work.
Yep.
So sooty mold, is that what he had?
Well, yeah, the secretion from the insects.
Right, sooty mold growing. So
growing from the, but we gotta start at the top, right? We gotta stop the problem, get fix the pH problem. That will fix the bug problem, and the sooty mold will go away.
That's great. Great advice. Thank you so much, Sherry. Really, really awesome. Great to hear. Really in-depth advice, you know, kind of getting to the real problem.
Yeah.
Not just power wash off that sooty mold, you know.
And treat it. I'm not a treat the symptoms kind
of
girl.
Well, none
of
us should be.
I want to get to the main problem. I mean, I do it with my kids, my health, and my plants.
And that's why, you know, that's why you're thriving. So, well, thanks. You know, that's why we call the show Garden Pros, because we got professionals here really answering your gardening questions. We got to take a quick break, but we're celebrating Mother's Day. We'll get into some good flowers in a little bit for that. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. Ralph and Cody, you are next up in that order, and I look forward to hearing from you after this quick break.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry Hara, Danny Milliken here. Sherry's answering your gardening questions. I'm helping. You're doing such a thorough job. Why do I don't need to say anything at all? But I do get to say something about Lansdowne Moody and Steel. Steel makes awesome, awesome hand tools for gardeners. So they're making really great stuff. Really, when it comes down to the very, very regular use things like hedge trimmers and line trimmers, you kind of can't beat what they're doing. I professionally, in every setting, have tried to get Steel in because I love their quality. And the difference between a cheap tool, one might that you get somewhere, you know, that's cube shaped and big, they don't work nearly as well. So you're talking about a lot more increase of effort and time to do the things like weed eating, cleaning out driveways, blowing off driveways, all the garden tasks that require a little bit extra tool. It takes so long. I have a big yard, and it used to take me almost 30 minutes to line trim the outside of my lawn until I got a Steel, and then it was like done in 10 minutes and so much happier about it. Because they're well built, you also have a better safety shield. You have a better kind of engineering in how it's going to fling a rock or a stick or something like that, so you're not putting yourself in as much danger also. Really amazing stuff. And when it comes to where you buy Steel products, Lansdowne Moody has really – they love Steel too, just like me, and it's a great place to buy Steel. So again, string trimmers, leaf blowers, hedge trimmers, chainsaws—they got a great selection. They have the selection, and you know they could carry anything they wanted, right? Lansdowne Moody could carry any tool they wanted at all. Well, they only carry Steel because Steel's so great, and that's why they've chosen it. They've kind of checked them all out, and I love buying Lansdowne Moody because I can walk in there and I buy it. And I walk out not with a box and a warranty I got to fill out, but with a tool that's already been assembled by professionals, already got a warranty filled out. They do a really great job. So don't buy a box. Buy awesome tools. Look for Steel wherever you can. Lansdowne Moody is an awesome spot. And take advantage of Steel Dealer Days this weekend. So location for Lansdowne Moody near you, East Freeway before 610 East, Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley, and Bellway 8 just southeast of 59. So just on the southwest side of town, right down there. That's my go-to spot. And check them out online for all their great products, and definitely kind of explore which Steel is best for you at lmtractor.com.
And welcome back. This is Sherry Hara sitting next to Danny Milliken. And Houston, if you have gardening questions, give us a call, 713-572-4610. We are here for you today.
And Ralph, you've been holding for a while. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. I'm in Houston. That's right. And I got my pecan tree. It's got a bunch of blooms on it. I mean, it's more than last year I had a lot of pecans. And my pear tree this year had not put on bloom yet. And all my other fruit trees are doing fine. What is my trouble with my pear tree?
I noticed pear trees just didn't bloom very well this year. So it could be just because they were confused we didn't have very much winter.
Yeah.
That we were very wet. There could be several things. But I think in general, pear trees just didn't bloom very well. So I don't think it's anything you're doing.
No, my neighborhood, I track weather and chill hours.
Yeah.
And we got almost none.
Yeah.
I think like 150 or something like that at my house was about what we got. So I do have a pear that didn't bloom, but I wasn't expecting it to because it's like a 500 chill hour plant.
Right. Like last year, they bloomed like crazy because we had a very cold winter for us.
Right.
This year, not so much.
The fruits are fine. Everything else is fine. But I'm starting to see some more old snake bugs come on the tomatoes already. I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't have winter. They just kind of had a heyday. So I've been out in my garden inspecting my garden and trying to get them at their nymph stage, the little orange bugs with the black legs. If they're clustered, get them early before they have time to get their armor on them.
Oh, I got it covered. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Nice. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah, those little orange bugs can really ruin a tomato crop.
Yeah.
They can damage pomegranates, fruit trees, a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
The best tip I ever heard about them was, it might have been you, was vacuuming them.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that with the...
Yeah, I think it was Anita, maybe.
Yes, friends. Anita.
Get a little hand vac just for your garden.
Yeah.
Maybe just for these, because they are called stink bugs.
Yes.
But just... I usually just knock them off into a bowl with soapy water.
Yeah, at their nymph stage. I mean, the big ones you can just grab, but...
Or tennis racket.
Yeah.
All right, well, enough brutal insect murder talk.
Right.
But they are a pest, so those ones can be real pests, and there's a beneficial bug that looks a lot like them.
Uh-huh. Oh, on the at the nymph stage.
Yeah.
Yes. The assassin bug.
So how do I tell the difference between an assassin bug and...
So the ones that eat your fruit cluster together like a herd, right?
Okay.
Because they're herbivores. They hang out together. The assassin bug is a carnivore.
Gotcha.
Carnivores don't want to hang out together. So they're singular. They're by themselves.
The traditional laws of nature.
Yes. So if you see one here and one there, leave it.
Gotcha.
If you see a cluster, get rid of them.
Yep, because they
can
like really
cows.
Damage.
They're just going to gnaw on your fruit all day long.
Devils.
Yes.
Thank you very much. 713-572-4610. Ralph, thanks for the call. And we're up against a break, and so we're going to take that break. But Cody and Jeff, I see you. We're definitely getting to you right after this quick break from our good, good sponsors.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding, damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with Soft Wash, low-pressure washing. Call Tom, certified Home Show Pro, Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions Soft Wash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation, protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. CleanandGreenSolutions.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're back, Home Show Garden Pros. We talk about soil a lot, and we really want you to use good compost, good soil, good potting mixes that are carefully crafted. And we know they're hard to find. I love, obviously, shopping at our co-op members' locations, but a lot of times we're not in the flow of that. So there's a great soil called New Earth. So New Earth is a local company making mulch, making soils, and it's organically made, organic approved, and listed by OMRI, which is the Organic Materials Review Institute. They make the top shelf line is a few different products: top shelf compost, top shelf potting soil, top shelf peat moss, and top shelf cactus soil. And they have these different products for your home use. And what's neat is they're available at AGB in the grab-and-go 8-quart bag. So that's a small bag. If you don't want to deal with a lot of weight, you can get a lot of them. Or if you have a small project, you can get, you know, a few of them. And so it's really great stuff that they've got it there, easy to get. Organic products at non-organic prices. Check out their line of products at topshelforganic.com.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. I'm Sherry Hara, sitting next to Danny, and we are ready for you.
Yeah, we're answering your calls. Sherry's banging them out, getting great answers. 713-572-4610. And Cody, you are on the show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. So to get my mind off of that Rockets game last night, I wanted to build my wife a raised planter today, and I plan on using cedar for it, maybe about a 4-5 foot by 2 foot. But the only thing I can't wrap my hand or head around is what should I use for the bottom of it?
Where is it going?
Outside.
You're right. So on a crushed granite, on concrete, what are we putting it on?
Concrete.
Okay,
concrete.
On top of concrete. Yeah, so I mean, it's right way or wrong way. I've seen people use that fabric, that landscape fabric for the bottom.
Okay.
Where you just kind of staple it to the bottom and then fill it up with soil. I've seen people put plywood with several holes. Now, that will break down over time, of course. What would you recommend, Danny? I use big galvanized
right.
Bins.
And I think, to me, that's a really great approach to galvanize because it has a bottom already. It's already leveled. So I would say, Cody, when you're making the bed, what's really going to kind of connect or put me off on the visual of it is how level it is in the bottom. Because a lot of times we'll make a thing, we'll put it down, and there'll be a gap here, a gap there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can build it before you fill it, and you can see where you need to sand down or cut down, and just taking a little bit of time. And then you can use something like weed cloth or even like window screen material to have under there to just hold the soil from flowing out.
And let water percolate.
Percolate through them. People put gravel in the corners to kind of stop soil from kind of creeping out and letting water through sometimes. But if you're putting it on the ground, I think wood beds are a great way to go.
It's above ground.
No, but it's like on soil. When you're putting a bed on soil, I think wood rectangular beds are a great strategy. But on concrete, I might do something that's like movable and made for that space.
Yeah, we have those grow bags at the nursery you just roll them out, fill them up, and then when you're done, you can just dump the soil.
And you could do a border around those.
Yeah, you could actually put the grow bag inside your wood garden that you're building.
And I've been reading up a little bit on it also, and there's different types of soil I can't think of what the name of it was, but it was I think it was soil for raised gardens and then different soils for like in-ground gardens.
Yeah, so if you're doing a raised garden, whether it's on top of the ground or on top of the concrete, soil is going to be your most important part. But if you're doing a really big bed, I would use like a garden blend and a compost top dress. So there's several different companies. Like we carry one called Garden Magic. Nature's Way makes a raised bed mix as well, but whatever you do, add some more compost to it. So leaf mold compost on top.
Alrighty, thank y'all very much.
Okay, thank you.
One thing also to consider is, I mean, I think of anything on concrete as more like a container.
Yeah.
No matter how big it is, and so can you say some just like thoughts on increasing nutrients, like making sure that stays healthy?
So if I was doing a garden on top of concrete,
right.
Yeah, I would treat it just like a container. And I would use a high-quality potting soil amended with compost. That's how I would approach
it. Right,
that.
Right. You know, kind of I pick up the compost notch.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And not put a real heavy full of compost on top of concrete. It's
right.
Just, it's going to pack down and it's not going to
yeah. No,
it's not going to be the best. But I mean, soil is the most important part.
Absolutely.
So don't – and I say don't go cheap. I mean, you can get inexpensive high-quality soils, but – don't skimp on the soils because that's where all the magic happens.
Well, it's a value play, really, right? It's like you spend a little more on excellent soils, and then in the end, you get much more production.
Right.
So, you know, my veggie beds at home, right, all on soil, but I had the space where they could be near my back door in a space that was easy to get to, still a visual. And I kind of really understand Cody's dilemma, right? If you want them near the kitchen, which you always should put your veggie beds within sight, especially if you're a new gardener, because that has you out there so much more often.
Right.
But if that means concrete's the only way to go, I think of the veggie beds, right, as so communing with the soil underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And so is he going to need more regular compost being added than I would need?
Compost and fertilizer.
Okay.
Yeah, because it just washes out and goes down the concrete. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
but I feed pretty regularly in my in-ground.
Me too.
Just because I want to really increase the health of my veggie plants. That's what we're feeding our families with, right?
So. Yeah, and that does add all that exudate to the soil. So double whammy there.
Yep.
Love double whammies. I got a triple whammy question for you after this quick break. So,
okay.
Jeff, we see you holding there. We love you so much, bud. You're the best. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be right back.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far. Just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry Hara, sitting right here.
I'm here, ready for you.
Absolutely, 713-572-4610. She is answering your gardening questions. We're getting really kind of down and deep on some of this stuff. It's really great. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Yeah, good morning. Sherry, I am the one that texted you the picture of the dead tree in my yard.
Ah, we were just looking at it.
Could be identified.
Yes. Nice, Jeff.
Yes, we think it's some sort of hickory.
Yeah, it's a nut tree.
Does it ever produce nuts, or did it ever? Now its days are done, but
I don't think so.
Well, and in the picture, you've got a single leaf. Is there any chance that's a leaflet, like part of a group?
Leaves? They are singles.
Oh, they are singles.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
hard with a dead leaf. Sorry.
In the wind, it got up against a power line and it fried the tree. It looks like.
Oh wow.
Oh, so that was like a momentary loss.
One day it was one day it was fine, and the next day it was just shedding leaves right and left, so I'm having it taken out.
Jeez, that's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Good thing you weren't, leaning on it or chopping it at the moment.
Yeah.
You
know?
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, if it is in the hickory family.
Well, I'll get an arborist to look at it.
Okay.
The bark looks a lot like some of those, like, you know, tupelo, hickory, pecan bark sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking maybe that it was part of a leaflet, like a much bigger leaf group, where maybe you had like 9 or 7 leaves in a group, but big leaves.
Yeah. Right.
Like leaflets don't have to be small, right?
So can you do one more picture and send it, like, take a branch and fan the leaves out so we can see how they connect?
Yeah. Right, because they could they could be opposite. They could be a lot of different things.
And then I'll send it off to Danny.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out whether or not I want to make it firewood.
Yeah.
Well, I think firewood is definitely. Pretty much none of our trees that would grow in a native way or come up from seed are going to be bad for that. So
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like hackberry smells like popcorn, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. As long as you're not cooking on it, if it's a...
Yeah, like tallow can be smoky, but it's a fine wood for burning, too.
Okay.
But we'll see if we can get an ID for you.
Yeah, hopefully it's something that smells good, like it is a hickory. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Thank you.
That was so fun, because Sherry had those pictures, and I was like, well, maybe this.
Yeah, I get stumped sometimes, too, right?
Well, you're an expert in living things and keeping them alive, you know?
It's a dead tree.
It's a dead tree, it's like... Yeah. Oh, it's dead.
Yeah.
So, well, we don't have a ton of time right now for us to do the how to restart your lawn deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have one question that I really wanted you to chime in on. I realized something about myself.
Okay. What is that?
So this is going to be advice portion of the show. No, it is. But that I love plants that have, like, I want plants that have many different attributes, like a things that add to my life. So great example is citrus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got the great smells in the spring, habitat plant for the giant swallowtail, and evergreen shrub.
Okay.
And, makes tasty fruit, depending on your choice of variety. So I would call that a quadruple threat.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think, like, I want triple threats or higher.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want things that have three great features or higher, right?
Right.
So, like, to me, native is one of the features that I like to explore. But, you know, we're gonna take a quick break real quick.
Okay.
And maybe you can think about that and give me a couple good triple threaders when we get back from break.
Gotcha.
Awesome. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. And we'll be right back.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've got a great weekend for moms. Mother's Day is tomorrow, and we are celebrating in full force at Buchanan's. We've got grab-and-go containers for moms. We've got succulent containers. We've got part sunshade containers. We've got full sun containers, expertly planted by our plant bar, and we also have a big selection of hydrangeas. These are hydrangeas that can come inside and be blooming for the event, or hydrangeas that you can plant in the landscape. We also have a photo area where you can bring mom, sit with the whole family, and take a great picture to enjoy for years to come. Buchanan's is located very close to downtown in the Heights, right in the middle of Houston. Easy to get to from any area. Buchanan's is open 9 to 6 every day. Check out our website, buchanansplants.com, or find us on Instagram or Facebook. Phone number is 713-861-5702. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Zach. That sounds like fun. You know, if I wasn't working, I'd take my mom to Buchanan's tomorrow, get a picture, and go to brunch in the Heights. It makes a fun day, right?
For sure. Really great day.
Well, I'm here with Danny on Sports Talk Radio 610, and we're here to answer your questions.
I like she's all playing it all cool. You know, I'm here. Like, she's Shara Hara, you know? She's here, a garden professional, answering your gardening questions. So now, I guess, she's not answering your gardening questions. She's answering my gardening questions. Triple threats.
Okay, well, I don't know about triple, but we can do a few. So, African blue basil.
Oh, yes.
You can eat it, right? But it's, I love growing it for bees.
Okay.
And then the bees make honey. I guess that's a triple, right?
No,
you can eat it, the bees use it, and then I get to eat the honey.
I can cook with it.
Yeah.
Bees can use it. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a pretty little plant.
It is a pretty little
plant. African blue has great leaves.
Yeah.
So that's now we're at four.
Mm-hmm.
Quadruple threat.
There we go.
Yeah. So that's – see, she's like, I don't know about triple threat, and then she does a quadruple threat. That's awesome. Yeah. So African blue basil is a delicious culinary basil.
Yeah.
I have really – this is the first year in like 10 years where I've actually kept my basil the right way.
Yeah.
Like taking the tops off.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm doing is I'm like telling my daughter, just go get some basil.
Yeah.
Take it from the top. And she's like, really, she's done a great job.
It's been good.
Yeah. So it's like my basil actually stay in that sweet.
Yeah.
Fresh. I do love basil. It's like one of my go-to herbs.
Yeah. And I love African blue basil in the landscape too. Like in your container garden.
Sure. Right.
Or just in your flower bed. It's a pretty little plant.
And it's kind of tall, right? It's a little upward growing for basil or no?
And it's got that, well, it's kind of more compact.
Okay.
Probably about 2 foot tall.
Gotcha.
But with that darker leaf, it adds some good contrast in that pretty little purple flower.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Sweet. Well, good triple threat. You got another triple threat?
Let's see. There's so many plants. Now, this isn't a triple threat, but it's one of my favorite.
We'll see.
Okay.
Might be a triple threat.
It's kind of a pain to grow, but for some people. Gardenia.
Gardenia, yes. Totally a triple threat.
Makes such a beautiful shrub.
Absolutely.
It gets a beautiful white, very fragrant
but
flower.
But glossy leaf, dark leaf shrub. I mean, it's a gorgeous shrub just by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it adds to your nighttime experience in the garden.
Because it's the white
flower.
Right.
And the fragrance. Yeah. Can't
triple
forget that.
Triple threat.
There we go. See, I did it again.
The fragrance of gardenia is amazing. I mean, it's like one of the most popular perfume smells, you know.
Right.
And it's like, well, it's...
Oh, mine is about to erupt. It's
going
to be
so
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
And gardenia is really cool because it's a pretty tough plant if it gets enough sun.
Yeah.
And like, you know, really doesn't need all day sun.
Right. Eastern exposure's ideal for it.
Right, right.
And that's another one. If it gets a yellow leaf, don't put the water to it.
Okay.
Don't react.
I feel like that's a great general rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there is a look that plants have when they need water.
Right. And you need to learn that look.
Right.
And only water them if they give you that look. But anytime people see any leaf discoloration, they think, let me put the water to it. And that's not always the best scenario.
It seems like maybe it's often the worst scenario.
Yeah, often.
It's like, oh, my avocado is got burned tips. I need to water it more with the city water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like... Hit the brakes there, Padna.
Yeah.
Let's turn this car around.
We need to learn to speak plant.
Ooh, yes.
And it's actually a pretty easy language to learn.
Because everybody's comfortable with the concept of wilted flowers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like wilt, not flowers, sorry.
Wilted
leaves,
yes.
Yeah, and everybody's seen a lawn that's a little too dry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that's the sign it needs more water.
Yeah.
Yellow leaf spots.
Yeah, that's...
Bent arms even, like those aren't the signs.
Those are usually too much, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's terrifying. I mean, it's just like, but that's where it's, I mean, Joey mentioned milkweed being hard to grow from seed.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to grow from seed because it's a narrow road.
Right.
You have to do it a certain way, and that's what overwhelms people.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can just realize that the solution is not always watering,
right.
It's often just waiting.
Right.
Don't water and wait.
Exactly. Yeah. Big time news right there. I mean,
yeah. We can do a whole bitty, 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 bitty. Sherry Hera with news.
Back off the water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as it rains 10
yeah,
inches.
Exactly.
Well, any big plans for Mother's Day?
No. I mean, as far as the nursery goes, we are loaded up. If the rain would stop, it'd be great. So tomorrow will be just a day to celebrate moms.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully buy her a nice hanging basket. We have half price on our food for the hanging baskets
now.
So make sure if you give your mom a hanging basket, get her the stuff to take care of it so she doesn't have to go buy anything else, right?
Well, and there's those moms that love a good deal too.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you have one of those moms, let her know you saved 50% off
right?
the fertilizer. And
Which
she'll be like, oh, two gifts in one.
Right.
Now, if you have one of those moms that doesn't want to hear that, don't.
No.
Tell her. Right.
No. Tell her you paid full price.
Yeah.
Right?
And she'll be like,
leave
oh.
the price tag on.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, oh, you love me even more. But I love the idea of living flowers as a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Just the kind of continues to give.
Yeah. Roses are always a big thing, like rose bushes.
Right. Right.
Right. Because she can plant it and think of you every day.
But something that's indoor, that's there with you, hanging basket, indoor plants.
Uh-huh.
Pot, like, that. Y'all do such a good job of doing mm-hmm. the potting baskets. So.
Yeah.
Well, great show. Sherry, thanks so much for being on with us.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Sherry, you know, she's an awesome knowledge specialist, one of our co-op members. Great pro. If you got more questions for her, go to Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah.
She's happy to answer them. If you got more questions for us, we do have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask Danny button. I can take a look at a picture or whatever on there and get back to you, do a little research. This is also a podcast, so check that out if you want more. After this quick break, Tom Tynan comes in with Home Show Radio, doing his home improvement thing. And have a great day. Stay dry. Hopefully the rain pushes back and minimalizes
yeah.
this weekend.
Let's hope.
But thanks for tuning in.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.